The royal visit kicked off with a welcoming ceremony at the State House led by Kenyan President William Ruto and the country's First Lady. It was followed by a visit to Uhuru Gardens National Monument and Museum, a new location dedicated to telling Kenya's history through Kenyan voices, where the king laid a wreath at the tomb of the unknown warrior. Right after, King Charles and Queen Camilla went to the Eastlands local library, where young and old lined up inside to greet the couple. Joel Alwoch grew up in the area and couldn't believe the king was paying a visit to the library he's known for so long. VOA also spoke to a few other attendees, including Eva Aholi, Rahma Abdi, and Lucy Vihanda, who were lucky to not only see the royal couple, but even shook hands with them. Mariama Jalu, VOA News, Nairobi.